From silly animation to the pixel world builders. This is a tiny invitation to computer game programming. But rather than talking about games, I show two examples of how capable the AI is becoming and how well it has responded to my strange requests. For those of us who are still unconvinced by artificial intelligence, there is always the sacred art of pixel art games. Pixel art is what you would see back in the 80s at the arcades. Before AI, it would need to be handmade by artists. It would take years of trial and errors to master this beautiful form of art, and then you'd need a decade or two to learn programming. But that is no longer the case. The world is changing. Some say it's brand new. I just asked artificial intelligence to listen to my microphone and create a wireframe face and make the lips move. Yeah, it made it. Fat little vector graphics face, and its lips move perfectly to the input from my microphone. Then I asked for a non-wireframe version that emits more metadata so that I can make pixel art version myself. I assumed it wouldn't be able to understand what pixel art is or how it works. I mean, what could it do without all the images that approximate the motion of the mouth? So I asked for metadata. Yeah, I was wrong. Yet again, artificial intelligence humbled me somehow. How did it create non-wireframe faces, you wonder? By correctly using emoji. Realizing that the AI has humbled me yet again, I very quickly asked it to write a program proposal to create a more plugin-oriented app than the one on my screen. Not only did it do that, but also created the app itself, this time adding a preferences pane where I can adjust volume, sensitivity, and things I don't quite yet understand. Couple of clicks to adjust sensitivity showed full range of expression in the emoji faces. There's like 8 of them in there. I then asked it to create a new plugin to load an audio file and use that instead of the microphone, and then add a second plugin that would record the emoji and create a video file. But here it ran out of context space. I just need to be more specific and ask for one plugin at a time. I really need to focus on creating a plugin that records a part of a web page. So it would be a generic HTML recorder, and then a plugin that feeds into the same node that the microphone is broadcasting data into. So these are really small plugins. I think what the AI was trying to do is create an elaborate video generator. But at this point, I was just really focused on making pixel art characters talk. And, you know, just by looking at my screen, I realized that game creation is now possible as well. And without a doubt, games are simpler than this. Procedurally generated adventure games come to mind. This would mean that the character can travel endlessly, explore a whole new universe. But, you know, in the age of artificial intelligence, we really have to learn to think bigger. So, just ask for a game editor that makes the game, and then plugins for whatever you need, and then you can have your game automatically generated by AI that works with a tool where you can edit it, though there is something better that I mention at the end. In a simple program, the AI would have no trouble making a character designer that captures the walk cycle, which sometimes is just like 3 frames, and you could just drag and drop sprite sheets that you generated with an image-generating AI, or reuse sprite sheets that are freely available and make some ancient game character come back to life. Could give them better weapons and more interesting adventures. It could totally work. But procedurally generated levels or not, you are still in control of the art and what the levels do and what they look like. And again, this being the age of artificial intelligence, and I can't believe it myself, you can just use your adventure game character as image reference and generate a mini game that is based on the same character but does something entirely different, like golf, target practice, car racing, and that would be like a puzzle in the middle of a game. Again, this is the age of AI. There is no limit to how many games or levels your game has, so there is no limit here. And although I'm sure other kinds of games are possible, including 3D, there is an incredible charm to pixel art. Even monochrome, black and white pixel art that just can't be replicated by 3D games. Pixel art is just mysterious. The combination of image generators and code generators have now opened a gateway to master programming in a whole new way, a very interesting way. Just imagine your little pixel characters relying on artificial intelligence, not just becoming your companions, but the very world builders. They could help you finish your game or build it out entirely inside out. Welcome to the now irresistible world of game programming. Such is the era of artificial intelligence.